we're diving into the sometimes murky waters of biblical archaeology in Israel. The latest saga involves a filmmaker and TV host who says he may have found some important biblical artifacts, but a retired government official says it's all just a scam. So the filmmaker is suing for libel. Daniel Estrin has a story from a courtroom in central Israel.
The filmmaker did not want me at his trial. After I met him outside the courtroom last week and told him I would be covering the case, his lawyer filed a motion to hold the hearing behind closed doors. The judge overruled the motion, so I got to stay. And for 7 hours, I watched a courtroom drama unfold that captured the essence of the intriguing and cutthroat business of biblical archaeology.
Don't take me too far.
Now that's naked archaeology.
Simcha Yakubovich is the filmmaker who says he's been wronged. He stars in this TV series called The Naked Archaeologist. No, he's not actually naked.
It's called The Naked Archaeologist because we serve the archaeology naked.
In this video clip, he says he's looking to see if there's historical proof for the stories of the Bible.
And my job is to be like the little kid in the story of the emperor has no clothes. Say, wait a minute, where are the clothes? You know? And that means that sometimes people get upset with me and sometimes people get excited. But at least we're opening the windows and letting the fresh air in and we're talking about the stories again.
What some people are talking about right now, though, is whether or not Yakubovich is a fraud.
How do you say this is science fiction? I could care less. Historical fiction? I could care less.
Joe Zayas is a Michigan-born anthropologist, now retired from Israel's Antiquities Authority.
The moment you say that it's DNA, the moment you say that it's science, the moment you step into my world, then I think you're in trouble.
Zayas doesn't just accuse Yakubovich of bad science. He's accused him of pimping off the Bible, trying to deceive the public, calculated deception, and propagating multi-million dollar schemes. Here's an example.
This is a site that's fallen between the archaeological cracks.
It's a documentary called The Lost Tomb of Jesus. In it, Yakubovich investigates the site where he believes Jesus and his family were buried. There was much buzz surrounding the film. Its executive producer was none other than James Cameron of Titanic and Avatar fame. The film was slated to air on the National Geographic Channel, but experts invited to examine the film's claims were not convinced, and the channel dropped it. Yakubovich wouldn't speak about his archaeological theories for this story. But outside the courtroom, Yakubovich was willing to speak about the case. He says professional disagreements are one thing, but all of this has gone too far.
I just believe it's a very simple thing. Democracy ends where libel begins. When you accuse people of criminal activity, of planting evidence and things like that, then you've crossed the line from legitimate debate into just plain old classic libel.
Yakubovich says Simon & Schuster, the publishers of his book about Jesus' tomb, delayed the publication of his next book because Zayas wrote them a critical letter. And he claims Zayas' correspondence with the National Geographic Channel and the Discovery Channel led to the cancellation of film screenings on both of those networks. Zayas denies all of that. Altogether, Yakubovich claims Zayas has cost him about $2.3 million in damages. But he says this trial is about more than just money. It's about enabling people like him to voice controversial theories about biblical archaeology without fear of defamation.
Professors come up to me and they whisper to me as if we're living in the Soviet Union. I agree with you on that, or I agree with you on this, but I'm not going to say it because I don't have tenure yet. What kind of society are we living in where people are afraid to express their views because they're going to be libeled? Especially when you have theology involved, people are scared to express their opinions.
But Zayas says that's exactly what Yakubovich is doing in this lawsuit, making his critics scared of expressing their opinions.
You'd be surprised the number of people, colleagues, who support me to the bitter end, but they're afraid to speak up.
The lawsuit is expected to last about another year. No matter who wins this one battle, Zayas says his opponent and his team have already won the war.
In a way, they will have won already, simply by filing the lawsuit against me. Because the message is, you want to criticize us? You're going to end up like Joe Zayas.
The dean of a university in California told me lawyers for Yakubovich threatened a lawsuit after he published an article critical of Yakubovich's theories on the Jesus family tomb. There was never any further legal action, however. The dean spoke on condition of anonymity because, he said, he didn't want to get dragged further into all of this. And who can blame him? When my interview with Yakubovich took a turn he didn't like, he insinuated he'd sue me too. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Lod, in Central Israel.